Okay, good morning, everybody. So continuing on in Perek Chav Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin, so we know the Perek starts with the, not just discretion, but the responsibility that the Dayanim have in Dinei Mamonos not to allow MS to be subverted, Meikra Din. Then we talked about the Tachana Sadika Onim, which is picked up by the Rif and the Rambam, that Mivabez Din Sheinu Hagun, and there's so many of them that we can't give this kind of latitude anymore, but still, there has to be a recourse for MS. Then we talked about how in Dinei Nefashos, there's kind of this, you know, analog, if you will. Obviously, Dinei Nefashos always has to be not Lefi Umid Hadas and, you know, Mipi Adam Neman, but, you know, there is an area where we say Bezdin has to be able to do what they deem necessary, Makin Vonjin Shalom Min Adin. And so, continuing with that discussion, V'chein Yesh LeBezdin B'chol Makom B'chol Zman L'Halkos Adam. This is what the Gemara talks about. Lokin al lo tov hashua, the amiranin al av shahu over al arayos, vushi a kolshin opose kimosh biarniv, lo elu oivim yiduim, shemotin al av shmua ra. These people aren't trying to libel or harm the person. Vichin mivazin ezesh, shemuas ra'a mecharfin esiolato befanav. And again, you know, that's a very, you know, dramatic step. Normally, you know, whenever velosisa lav chet, you know, malbim pnei chaveru berabim, etc. So, this concept of malkin alotov hashvua, which is in the Gemara in Kiddushin Pei Aleph, is really rooted in that Gemara. Rashi says mishiyatzu lav kol show over averos malkin oso to alotov hashmua, and this is, you know, rooted in Ibn Eili albani lav. So the Rambam again understands that we're not talking here about averos in general, but specifically arayos. So I want to make a couple of hayaros. First of all, the Ran writes, based on the Gemara and Brachos, that this does not apply to Talmud Chacham, because that would, you know, be either unfair to the person in terms of their overall standing, and also, you know, Kavodat Torah. So that's an important, you know, exception. Whether the Rambam accepts that is an interesting question, because the Rambam doesn't seem to make that distinction. But the Kesef Mishnah, you know, points that, you know, out, and he says, if you look in Hilchos, you know, Talmud Torah, that's really where the Rambam chose to deal with that. Okay, so that's issue number one. Issue number two, which I think is even more significant, is that it's very, very clear from the lesson of the Rambam, and from the Gemara itself, that we're talking about something which is present, right? Shu over al harayos. So we're not talking about something, you know, which is past. The whole point of this malkos is that, you know, the person apparently is, it's a kol de lo posek, even though we don't have absolute evidence, you know, that the person is involved in these things, unfortunately, which shouldn't happen. But not, you know, that, you know, something which has ceased, even if it was a week ago, let alone, you know, something from the distant past. So that's not part of this either. Now, in terms of the specific area, this issue that I'm talking about between Rambam and Rashi, Averos or Arayos, very fascinating ideas. I just wanted to point out that this could be based on a general responsibility that Bezdin has. The Ramban writes about this in Lo Yekadesh B'Vnei Yisrael, Lo Siyakadesh B'Vnos Yisrael. So the Ramban says that Bezdin has a specific Achrayos in this area, that they are like the apotropos on this area. They have to, you know, really take an increased level of responsibility. So, you know, Malkos, Lokin al Lotov Hashmua, in particular on Arayos, may reflect in the Lamdos, Chovas Bezdin, to, you know, be involved, you know, in this you know, in this area. And that would be my explanation for the Rambam's seemingly, you know, narrowing of the area, Averos, to these particular Arayos. And again, Bnei Eili would be a precedent for that as well, in terms of what their particular sin is obviously debated in Chazal, but it certainly involved something which incurred this area more broadly. You know, one last hayar in the Rambam writes again, lo yu elu oivim yiduim shemotiv motzin alav shmua ra. Right, obviously we're talking about a situation where, you know, part of it is just the veracity. Can we really trust somebody who's not in any way, you know, impartial in this case, a person who has an agenda, you know, vis-a-vis these people? So it seems like, You know, the Rambam may have been going even, you know, further than that, because the Rambam requires v'ha'am miranin nalav shehu over al harayos, that part of the geder for the permission structure, the matir for Beis Din to give the malkos, is it's not just an adam sheshmua sora, but it's causing a public campaign. Ha'am miranin nalav shehu over al harayos. So I think part of it. Is that it has to be not just the Oivim, you know, because we're concerned maybe they're making something up, but it's just people who have an axe to grind with this person for whatever reason that doesn't qualify Lashita Sarabam. It really has to be a public campaign where people who are totally neutral, who have no, you know, axe to grind in this case, and it's creating a kind of, you know, a stir, and it's, you know, impacting, let's say, Klal Yisrael's Baishanos in general. I think that's much more the basis of this halacha. The more that you're dealing with a davar mitzumtzam, you know, people, just a few people who, you know, again, have an agenda, oivim miduim, even if it were true, I don't think that really qualifies for the Rambam's perspective. The Rambam says, ha'am miranin in alav, kol delo pasik, I think it's a much broader category. So again, three broad exceptions is that it has to be, you know, current and not past. Talmud Chacham is also another area, and it has to reach the level of Ha'am Miranin and Alav as opposed to, you know, discrete individuals.